Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Death is Nothing at All. Pastor Dale Brooks, Part 1. Pastor Dale Brooks' primary passion was to teach the practical power of Jesus Christ to everyday life and to everyday people. His heart was for the mission fields. He and Mama Kay visited 39 countries and sent out many missionaries and helped start, seed, and support many churches and their pastors. God gave him the grace to be the man of God he was called to be, and grace carried him through a life of service. That love never dimmed. He would tell you death is an event, not a destination. He took his last breath here, but his first breath in heaven. His end here was the beginning of an eternity in the sweet presence of God. It is just a pass-through. Pastor was given life and life abundantly in Christ. A God life starts long before our physical death, and the fuller realization is just on the other side. He would want you to know that God is our comfort. He doled it out like it was candy. It was a gift to us, delivered by God through his life. Comfort in our struggles, failures, events, and most importantly in the people that he placed in our lives. So are the blessings of friends. He had so many. I was blessed to be one. He was faithful and fearless and never ceased to exhort and encourage people to faith and holiness. Pastor exposed his own failings and trials to show the truth of God's forgiveness and mercy. He was a pastor to the broken and rejected, and he loved us in Christ, to our healing in Christ. Sometimes it was tough love, but it always pointed to the promise of the cross, to the relationship with Jesus. He attracted the broken and confused like a bee to nectar. People and couples came in broken and battered. I feel he often held God's vision for them until they could hold it in their own faith. The numbers he touched are truly staggering. Tomorrow, part 2 of Dale Brooks, The Man I Wanted to Be. What can we learn from a godly man who has passed over? Services are this Thursday, December 8th at Grace Family Church on the Lutz campus, 5 p.m. visitation and 6 p.m. service at 5101 Van Dyke Road in Lutz. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.